Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to episode 6 of Life After Corporate. There's nothing normal here. There's nothing normal about how we are functioning in the middle of this coronavirus pandemic. I refuse to think of this as new normal, but as business unusual, and it's calling us to step up and reinvent how we're showing up in our life and in our business. Hello, my friend. It's Deb Boulanger here. And if you are a loyal listener of Life After Corporate, welcome back. If you're new to my circle, welcome home. Perhaps you never expected to be listening to a podcast called Life After Corporate, especially if you thought you would always have that job. And if you found yourself recently without a job in the middle of this coronavirus pandemic. Right now, we're facing a lot as a society, as a community, as a culture. We're on a roller coaster of emotions, even for me. And I've done a lot of work on fear and anxiety, and it was natural for me to just drop everything at first and really step up for my communities. I was leading weekly calls of business owners, business owner roundtables for the Elevate Network, in my own Life After Corporate community, leading a business continuity and creative reinvention call that I still hold on Monday nights, and supporting my clients who were launching their businesses and afraid that maybe now their contracts that they were working on were going to dry up. And clients are seeing contracts cancel or at least defer for now, or some are coming in at a lower level and not investing as much as they had been planning on before. And speaking engagements for me personally have been canceled for the foreseeable future. So how do you show up in this not normal time where you have this opportunity to reinvent yourself as well as reinvent how you do business? So in the midst of all this change, there's really some new possibility for you if you're able to open up and take that in. It's a time you can creatively reinvent who you are and what you do. And yeah, sometimes you just hit the wall. So yesterday was one of those days for me. I've been holding up so many communities. I've been holding up my family. For me personally, I brought my son home from Spain 2 weeks ago from Madrid, the epicenter of the virus right now in Europe. And then we went on self-quarantine for a couple of weeks, and 15 days later, I finally got to hug my son hello after not seeing him since January. And we're doing different things as a family. I wake up in the morning, I grab the wipe, I wipe off all the doorknobs, clean off the handrail as I walk down the stairs, clean off the front doorknobs and all the cabinet knobs in the kitchen. And it's our new routine, and it's not normal. And I go to the grocery store as little as possible and order as much online. And when everything comes into the house, I wipe it down with disinfectant wipes. And that's not normal. And it is the new routine. So we don't know what tomorrow will bring, but we do know about now. And that's what's so important, because the only thing you have is right now to control what you can. As I'm recording this podcast, I'm sitting in my office at my desk, looking out my window, seeing these massive evergreen trees that are probably hundreds of years old. And there's a lot of wisdom in those trees, right? So they've learned to suffer the elements, extreme heat and extreme cold, their branches being laden by snow, being beat around by wind. And yet they learn how to be flexible. They learn that in order to survive, you need to be resilient. And the same is true for us right now. In order to survive, and I would say even thrive, it's important to be resilient, to learn to bend and not fold, and not be controlled by the rash of negative emotions that are going through our heads right now. So I get it. We're all on edge. Just going to the grocery store can trigger a full-blown anxiety attack. You know, we have a new health protocol in our house. I used to make fun of my mother because she was a nurse and she would wipe down our bathrooms with alcohol and wash our towels every 2 days. And now I find I am her. I am washing the towels every 2 days and wiping down the bathroom. So I get it. We're a bit on edge. And you might be afraid for your future. And what I know for sure, my friends, is that anxiety and creativity cannot exist in the same mind at the same time. And in this episode, we'll discuss how you can get beyond the anxiety to actually embrace the opportunity that lies before you. We'll also talk about how to look for opportunity in a new way that you've never thought about before. And I'll share some examples with you of what's going on that I see. And three, what it means for you to show up in a bigger and bolder way than you ever have been before. And I'll also share with you my personal story about how I overcame extreme anxiety to become the global leader that I am now. I wasn't, as Lady Gaga says, born this way. So it's nerve-wracking. It's nerve-wracking to watch the news. And you may have some real fears about money. And just going to the grocery store makes you realize how much you may have taken for granted before. Yet you are still in control. You're in control of how you think. So yeah, there's anxiety, and it's important that you just don't sweep it under the rug. So, you know, I know as women, as strong women, as mothers, as leaders, we tend to put aside our own feelings in favor of taking care of our kids, taking care of our spouse, taking care of our employees. And yet right now is the most important time to take care of you. So ask yourself, what does that look like? I'll share for me, it means making a green smoothie most days. It also means making sure that I'm taking supplements that boost my immune system. I ensure that I have time for myself, right? So the time to sit and journal. One of the most important things you can do right now is clear out all that garbage that's swirling around in your head. You can't have fear and see opportunity at the same time. So our minds function like hoarders' houses, right? There's so many piles of fear. There's a pile of fear over here. There's a pile of resentment over here. There's a pile of worry in another corner. There's a pile of anxiety and money fear. And we're getting testy with each other, right? We're starting to resent the people that we're staying at home with in this stay-at-home order that we're adhering to. So how do you get clarity? How do you show up in a way that you want to show up? How do you quell the anxiety, see the opportunity, and get creative about how to move forward? So journal it out, my friends. Just journal it out. Grab any book that you have handy with open pages, with blank pages, and just let it rip. And do that every morning, and you will find it so freeing because it's like purging out a closet that you've thrown everything into that you don't want to look at anymore. So just journal it out. And once you have an opportunity to journal it out, then you'll find intuitively you can tap into opportunities that are out there that you haven't allowed yourself to see before because you're too busy worrying about what the future might bring. So let me give you an example. So in this world today, we have teachers who built curriculum to be delivered in classrooms. And they're not sure how to translate that into a technology platform. And they have challenges. You know, kids aren't doing their work at home. They're not staying engaged during the live calls. And the teachers are frustrated. I know for me, my sister is a technology person in a school district, and she's been putting in extra hours getting teachers up to speed on how to use technology. So look at what's happening in the world today. And where are the opportunities that exist that match skills that you have? So if you have the skill of translating curriculum or content into an online learning platform, guess what? The world needs you right now. If you have technology skills that create platforms that keep people engaged while they're learning new things, then guess what? The world needs you right now too. So it's time to step out of the fear and anxiety and start looking for the opportunities. What are some of the other opportunities out there? Well, one of my clients, Lorraine, actually helps her clients build engaging digital communities online. So there are companies all over the world who are now supporting remote workforces, right? They weren't set up to support remote workers. So if you have skills that you can bring to bear on this new problem, on this gap in the marketplace where we have millions of companies that are now, or thousands of companies that are now supporting a remote workforce and don't have the tools or the skills to be effective at doing that. If we have leaders who don't know how to lead remote teams, they need some leadership training. Maybe we need some tools. People are dying for tools and platforms to keep people engaged and keep the conversation going and create collaborative documents. So if you can help solve that problem, then go help solve that problem. We've got stores that are closed, that are shuttered for the foreseeable future, that have items to sell. If you can help retailers get through this period of complete disruption of their business model to survive, then the world needs you out there. So where is the opportunity? Where is the new gap that exists in the market that you have the skills and the knowledge and the wherewithal to show up and fill? And to do that means that you need to show up in a bigger way. It means that you need to be bigger and bolder than you ever have been before. And it means that you don't have fear as a luxury, that you don't have insecurity or I'm not good enough as a luxury. And so it's time to make a big, bold move. And the good news is it's only putting one foot in front of the other. So I promised to tell you a story about how I overcame anxiety. And even as a kid, I was always falling down, right? If you've never heard my story, I was on Romper Room. I'm dating myself now. That was a really popular TV show for kids in the 60s. And I guess my school was asked, you know, who would you nominate? And, you know, here I am, a pretty little blonde girl with pearls. And I get to be on TV and I'm running around because Miss Bonnie, you know, who holds up the mirror and says, I see Susie, I see Johnny, I see Deborah, asks us to run around the room like airplanes. And here we are, a bunch of boys and girls running around the room like an airplane and making noises. The boys are going vroom, vroom, vroom. And I proceed to fall flat on my face, as I did most of the time. I had, you know, one or both knees were skinned at all times. And so I'm embarrassed. I'm mortified, right? So here I am on local television. At that time, it was Providence, Rhode Island. So the entire Providence, Rhode Island community who was watching Miss Bonnie on Romper Room that day saw Deborah fall flat on her face. And there was my mom, right, in the green room with the other moms. And I was even more mortified because I had embarrassed my mom in front of other moms. And so I didn't want to be seen. I was one who always wanted to play it behind the scenes. I didn't like sports. I never tried out for a team. I didn't try out for anything because I thought, oh, I'm just going to fall. I'm just going to mess it up. So why bother trying? And so when it came to my great do-over about 10 years ago when I decided I was burnt out, I was fried in my career, I needed a change, when I decided that it was time to leave the marriage that hadn't been working for a really long time, when I decided that it was time to care for my health after menopause kind of hit me like a ton of bricks a little bit early, then it was time for me to reinvent myself. and I got support. So in this time of need, when you're making bigger, bolder moves, when there are problems out there in the world that you need to solve, and you've got this little feeling inside of yourself that you're not good enough, get over it and get help. You know, whether it's a therapist. I mean, I just did a call with two of my clients who are both therapists, and they're working overtime right now. They are supporting people in a gigantic way. So if you have fear and you can't get over it, get a therapist, get a coach. I coach my clients on how to overcome fear and anxiety. It was when I first started out, I was afraid to have a microphone in my hand and to speak up in front of people. And thankfully, I got over that, or I'd never be in front of you here right now, because it took me this big, bold move of creating Life After Corporate and showing up every week. And once you do it once, the nice thing about confidence is confidence comes from stepping into something that's uncomfortable and that you've never done before. And guess what? You get through it. And once you get through it, you become confident and you can do it again. And then you can do it better. And that was my road to becoming a global leader. You know, when I did my first webinar, I put pictures of my friends all around my office so that I could feel like I was talking to people who loved me and supported me. And that's how I got through my first webinar. Now, I mean, webinars and online trainings are my favorite thing to deliver in the world. Talking to you here in Life After Corporate is one of my favorite things to do in the world. So you can get over this anxiety. And guess what? If you don't get over the fear, the anxiety, the feeling of I'm not good enough, then number one, you don't get to fulfill your potential on this earth. Number two, you don't get to support people who really need you, especially right now. And number three, you'll always have that feeling of, oh, what if? You know, that line, oh, I could have been a contender, or from the Mary Oliver poem, A Summer's Day. So tell me, what is it that you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? So it's time for you to focus on your inner game. If you already have a business, now is not a time for you to pull back. Now is a time for you to double down. It's time to be seen and heard, my friend, in more places and more often than ever before. Focus on mastering your inner game, because business is still happening out in the world. Commerce is still moving. People still need the value that you can bring and will pay you for it. And if they're not ready right now, you need to let them know that you're here and what makes you different and the value that you bring. And in our next five episodes, I'll be walking you through the business fundamentals so that you can have a solid foundation for launching your business. And you can start working on that right now. Maybe that is your path to creative reinvention. Maybe if you've been laid off or your hours have been reduced, maybe now's the time to look at how can I reinvent myself? How can I take control of the money I make and how I deliver value to my ideal clients, to society, to business, to community, and show up differently? Because right now it's time for you to look for the problems that need solving, that you have solutions for. Step up as an expert in your field. Be seen and heard and be recognized for who you are. Gather your communities around you and provide them with value and build trust. Because when that happens, you will be the trusted resource that people turn to first when they're ready to invest. So we will weather this storm together, my friend, and we will do that as a community that lifts each other up. And now is a great time to join me in the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join our weekly free video calls for business continuity and creative reinvention. They are totally free. I am here to support you. We are having wonderful conversations. Just show up exactly as you are and get full up with new ideas, new resources, new approaches to reinvent how you do business. And it's also here that you get access to training and step-by-step support in how to launch and grow your business. So thank you for tuning in, my friend. I'm Deb Boulanger, and that's it for now. See you next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.